News, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. will host the next G7 summit, and President Trump says he may invite Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Putin was kicked out of the then G8 after Russia annexed Crimea. The president wants him back.
I think it would be better to have Russia inside the tent than outside the tent.
And says he'd certainly invite Putin to next year's summit, though he doesn't know if the Russian leader would show up.
That's a pretty tough thing for him. You know, he's a proud person.
The president says several leaders agree Putin should be back among those representing the world's industrial powers. But French President Emmanuel Macron says they did not agree on whether to bring back Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump said Monday there's a really good chance he would meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in the coming weeks to try to negotiate a new deal to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program to replace the 2015 international deal that Trump withdrew from last year. President Rouhani says, however, no talks until you lift the sanctions.
بدون آن که آمریکا از تحریم ها دست بردارد و خط بکشه روی این مسیر غلطی که انتخاب کرده ما شاهد هیچ تحول مثبتی نخواهیم بود.
Rouhani goes on to say without America withdrawing from sanctions and abandoning the wrong path it has chosen, we will not witness any positive development. The key positive developments must come from Washington. The President Trump said the economic sanctions he reimposed on Iran a year ago are absolutely hurting them, as Trump has sought to sharply limit Iran's international oil exports. The European Court of Human Rights has condemned Russia for multiple violations committed against Sergei Magnitsky, the anti-corruption lawyer who died in custody in 2009. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has urged rioters calling for her resignation to stop committing violent acts.
The question of resignation has also been answered. I think a responsible chief executive at this point in time should continue to hold the fort and do her utmost to restore law and order in Hong Kong.
At a press conference, she said that the region's government will resort to lawful measures to restore social order. Over the weekend, violent demonstrators hurled explosives and bricks at security forces.
And I wouldn't say that my government has lost control. Day in, day out, we are not only supporting the law enforcement bodies, we are also acting responsibly to deal with other issues.
China voiced strong dissatisfaction Tuesday with a joint statement by G7 leaders calling for Hong Kong's autonomy in line with Britain's handover of control of the territory to Beijing in 1984. The leaders of the industrialized nations at their just-completed summit called for calm in the wake of 12 weeks of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang accused them of meddling and harboring evil intentions. There are growing concerns that the intense heat and humidity at the Tokyo Olympic Games next summer could pose a danger to Olympic athletes. Henry Ridgewell has this from Tokyo for VOA.
Earlier this month, a worker at an Olympic construction site in the city died from heat stroke. Across the country, a heat wave beginning late July killed at least 57 people. Conditions that pose a big danger at next year's Olympic Games, says George Havenith of Britain's Loughborough University. Heatstroke is a big danger, especially for endurance events, says Havenith.
Now, if we push the temperature higher and the cooling gets more of an issue, we get more and more athletes in that whole cohort going into these temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius, bringing them closer and closer to the level where we can expect an exertional heat stroke.
Tokyo hosted test events in recent weeks. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.
Tropical storm Dorian is approaching the United States. It may be Hurricane Dorian by the time it makes landfall. Heavy rains and top sustained winds of 85 kilometers per hour were hitting the Windward Islands on Tuesday. As the storm moved into the Caribbean Sea, the National Hurricane Center said the storm could drop between 7 and 20 centimeters of rain on St. Lucia, Martinique, and St. Vincent. Dorian is also bringing with it the threat of dangerous surf. Forecasters expect Dorian to gain some strength on Tuesday and reach hurricane status by the time it moves over near Puerto Rico, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic on Wednesday. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of America. VOA1.